Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Well, I'm G Money, I'm comic, and I want to talk about G Money's sports report, and I want to talk about basketball. Let's talk about the WNBA basketball right here on G Money's sports report. Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And what's up, DJ? How you doing today? This fine Monday,
doing okay.
Day before Labor Day. No, day before Independence Day, the 4th of July.
Doing all right? Ready to get the show on the road?
All right. Well, let's talk about the Eastern Conference in the WNBA.
All right. In the Eastern Conference, in first place, it is the New York Liberty with 11 wins and 4 losses. In second place, it's the Connecticut Sun with 12 wins and 5 losses. In third place, it's the Washington Mystics with 9 wins and 7 losses. In fourth place, it's the Chicago Sky with 8 wins and 9 losses. In fifth place, it's the Atlanta Dream with 7 wins and 8 losses. And in sixth place, it's the Indiana Fever with 5 wins and 11 losses. In the Western Conference, first place, it's the Las Vegas Aces with 15 wins and 1 loss. In second place, it's the Dallas Wings with 8 wins and 8 losses. In third place, it's the Minnesota Lynx with 7 wins and 9 losses. In fourth place, the LA Sparks have 7 wins and 10 losses. In fifth place, it's the Seattle Storm with 4 wins and 12 losses. And bringing up the rear, it's the Phoenix Mercury with 3 wins and 12 losses.
Well, all right. Well, that sounds interesting. Sounds like the WNBA has some teams that are really winning, especially in the Western Conference. So, can you tell us a couple of the games that were played in the Western Conference? Tell us who played and what the scores were.
Yeah, I can tell you that over the weekend, the Dallas Wings played, well, they're in the Western Conference. They played the Washington Mystics, who are in the Eastern Conference. The Wings beat the Mystics in 89-72. Let's see, the L.A. Sparks in the Western Conference lost to the Atlanta Dream, who's in the Eastern Conference. 112-84.
Wow.
Let's see, the
112?
Yeah. 112-84. They put a beating on the LA Sparks. I don't know what's up with that LA team, but they need to get their game together. Also, the Seattle Storm in the Western Conference lost to the New York Liberty, who's in the Eastern Conference, 81-66. Pretty low scoring game, but you know, they need to up their game too. And let's see who's left. That's it. The Las Vegas Aces played on Saturday and they beat the Connecticut Sun, who's in the Eastern Conference, 102-84, so they're extending their lead even more. And the let's see, in the Western Conference on Saturday, the Minnesota Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 86-76. If I can see the Lynx and the Mercury, okay, the Mercury's in last place and the Lynx are in third place, so makes sense that the Lynx beat the Mercury. And I think that's pretty much it for all the games that happened over the weekend. And there are no more games until Wednesday.
So you say there's no more games scheduled tonight, or
no more games until Wednesday?
Until Wednesday. Who's scheduling to play on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, the Mercury, the Phoenix Mercury in the Western Conference is playing the New York Liberty in the Eastern Conference. The Indiana Fever in the Eastern Conference is playing the Minnesota Lynx in the Western Conference. The Las Vegas Aces are playing the Dallas Wings, they're both in the Western Conference. And game number four, the LA Sparks are playing the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta Dream is in the Eastern Conference. So those four games are being played on Wednesday.
Oh, all right. Well, it sounds like the Western Conference has the teams that are doing all the winning and the WNBA. Well, go ahead, Western Conference. Good ball playing, lady. Congratulations on winning all of the games that you've won so far to start this season. Okay, well, that sounds good. Let's go to the baseball. Let's go look at the Major League Baseball and see how they're doing.
All right, we'll start off with the American League. Tampa Bay Rays are still on top in the American League East, followed by the Orioles, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Red Sox. In the American League Central, the Minnesota Twins are still on top, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, Detroit Tigers, Chicago White Sox, and the
Kansas City Royals. And in the American League West, the Texas Rangers are still on top, followed by the Houston Astros, the California Angels, the Seattle Mariners, and the Oakland A's. In the National League, in the East, the Atlanta Braves are still on top by a lot, followed by Miami Marlins, Philadelphia Phillies, the New York Mets, and the Washington Nationals. In the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are still on top, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago Cubs, and the St. Louis Cardinals. That hasn't changed at all. And in the National League West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are still on top, but the L.A. Dodgers are coming up, and they're followed by the San Francisco Giants and San Diego Padres. And in last place, it's still the Colorado Rockies.
All right. Any games played in the Major League Baseball that might be exciting for us to know about?
Well, I don't know about exciting, but the Houston Astros beat the Rangers today, and the Rangers are in first place. Let's see, where are the Houston Astros? The Astros are in second place. So second place team beat the first place team in the American League West. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Chicago Cubs. Milwaukee Brewers in first place. And I believe the Chicago Cubs are in
fourth place. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in fourth place. And the Washington Nationals. So those are the only two games that have been played today. There's about eight more games that are going on today. The Cincinnati Cubs are playing the Washington Nationals. The St. Louis Cardinals. Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, okay. The Cincinnati Reds are playing the Washington Nationals. The St. Louis Cardinals are playing the Miami Marlins. Baltimore Orioles are playing the Yankees. Braves are playing the Cleveland Guardians. The Royals, Kansas City Royals, are playing the Twins. Twins should beat that one. Should win that game. The Angels are playing the Padres. That's a toss-up, but I'd bet on the Angels. The Seattle Mariners are playing the San Francisco Giants. I would bet on the Giants in that game. And the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing the L.A. Dodgers. I would bet on the Dodgers for that game.
Well, all right. Well, it sounds like they have some interesting ball playing going on in the Major League Baseball. All right. Well, that sounds good. I hope the Dodgers can win and move on up into first place. And I like the fact that they're still hanging around that first place position. So that's good for the Los Angeles Dodgers. This is the beginning of the season. In fact, I think they're getting ready to have the All-Star game, if I'm not mistaken. Do you see anything about the All-Star game coming up?
I can look it up here real quick. So that's supposed to happen next. Actually, it's supposed to happen in Seattle this week, July 7th.
This week?
Yeah, it says
Seattle
is hosting an All-Star game. From July 7th to July 11th. So it starts this week on Friday.
All right. So the All-Star game. I wonder how many people have already picked their All-Stars for the All-Star League. Because they get picked by the people. So that's how they decide who's going to make the All-Star team. So I heard they had some real good players that they were highlighting. I was listening to sports news, and they were talking about all the guys that were being picked for the All-Star League, for the All-Star game. And I was like, oh, man, you know, the All-Star game happens at the middle of the season. So this is the middle of the season in baseball. So they're getting ready to have the All-Star game. And then they really start breaking it down to play in the rest of the games for the season. After they have the All-Star game, they really go into high gear playing baseball in the Major League Baseball League. So, all right, everybody, keep your eyes open for the All-Star game. That's going to be happening on June 7th, 8th, and 9th. I think it's going to be those 3 days that they're going to be playing. And the All-Star team will be picked by the people. So I don't know how you go about picking the team, but I know that they're picking the All-Star players to play in the All-Star game. So it should be exciting. They got a lot of home run hitters that are playing in the major leagues right now. And they got a couple of pitchers that they're talking about that have a major strikeout record. So it should be exciting. Yes, the All-Star game should be an exciting game for everybody to watch for this weekend coming up. Well, all right. Well, SG Money Sports Report for Major League Baseball and for the WNBA basketball. All right. Well, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So the bus driver pulled over at the stop, and the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio, and Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. Boom, 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 boom. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go.
Where we going, dog?
Shit, we're gonna go to Planet Snoopiter where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopiter? Man, why Snoopy Dog always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go!
Oh!
Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen.
Never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind.
Ball.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Ball.
I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf,
When I pull up,
what happened?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz.
I love liquor and sex.
Booty and breasts. A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh.
She got her legs open like a field goal pile.
Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh.
Bitch. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer.
Big subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite Two Short song is in those jeans. Shake it baby if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face y'all. I gotta get what she wants. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Motherfucking word.
Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer. Big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK. If these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, before we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows.
And tell your mamas that you're happy that you're here, and be nice to the mamas because they didn't have to have the baby. And, you know, when they had that big head pop out between their legs, they were howling and screaming, and they were fussing up a storm until that baby was actually here. And then they were looking, saying, oh, my baby, so beautiful. Even if you were a funny-looking, big-headed kid, your mama was still loving you. And that's the way it goes.
Ooh, Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind. Ooh,
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine.
When I was in sixth grade or so, I was taking swimming lessons, and I had some friends that used to swim in my class. One girl's name was Gretchen. She was beautiful, and she was a real good swimmer. And we would get in the pool, and we'd be racing. And this girl was just outstanding. Gretchen, she was beautiful.
Gretchen Gilmore.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine. So fine. So fine.
She swam and she floated so good. She could just cruise across the water. She didn't even have to swim hard.
and she didn't have to kick her feet hard. She just cruised as we raced across the pool. And we started off learning the different strokes, and we were always racing. But Gretchen always won.
Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
And then Gretchen Gilmore was the one who taught me to dance, and we grew up together. Even though we went to different high schools, we were close, because her mother and my mother were like best friends forever. So I always saw Gretchen at my house, and we always hung out in the streets, because she took a long time to get married. She was beautiful, so she was picky as hell. Gretchen Gilmore.
Gretchen, she was beautiful.
So fine, so fine, so fine.
So that's all I know about Gretchen. So I'm sure she got married to somebody that got big money, because she was worth it. She was a big money girl, so she's somewhere making big money, because she was fine as the day is long. And she could dance, and she could swim. She was a very talented girl. I don't know if she could cook, though. Her mama could cook, so I'm hoping maybe she got some good ones, too.
I was in Los Angeles, California. I think I was like 19 at the time, and I was dating this girl named Brenda. And her mother asked me if I was coming to her house for a birthday party. And I said, sure, I'm her boyfriend. I'll be at her party. So her mother said, okay, are you going to bring her a present? And I said, sure, I'm going to bring her a present. I said, by the way, how old is she going to be on her birthday? And her mother told me she was going to be 15. And I was like, 15? Now, this looked like a grown woman with big breasts and a beautiful face. And I was like, 15? 15? That means I was dating a 14-year-old girl.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're
for listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, this is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a few jokes I want to share with you to start the show off. If big-breasted women work at Hooters, where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? Well, they work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left, Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men that were in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, the giraffes. They were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took his boots off and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "Man, what are you doing? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Ha, 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 ha. Woo! I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. You don't know. Because he'd look really silly wearing a sweater. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said the blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Hey, there were two men sitting in the jungle, and they were sitting under a tree, and one man was reading a newspaper, and the other man was typing on the typewriter. And a lion showed up and ate the man that was sitting under the tree reading the newspaper. And after he ate the man, he walked off and left the other man alone. I guess carnivores know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! You know, there was a young man that went to church, and he came home with a black eye. And his daddy said, "What happened to you? How did you get a black eye?" He said, "Well, Daddy, we were in church, and we stood up for devotion. And the lady in front of us, Miss Brown, she had her dress tucked inside her panties. So I reached over and I pulled her dress out of her panty and she socked me in the eye. So his daddy told him, he said, well, if you're going to do something nice for somebody, you need to let them know that you're doing something that's going to be for their benefit. You're not doing anything to take advantage of the person. You have to let them know that you have their best intention in mind. And so if you're doing something, they'll know that you're doing something that's going to be beneficial for them and not something that you're going to be taking advantage of them. Okay? And the young man said, okay, Daddy, I understand. I'll remember that. So they went to church the next Sunday, and he went with his friend, and they were in church, and they stood up for devotion. And the lady, Miss Brown, was standing in front of them again in church, and they stood up for devotion. And the lady had her dress tucked inside her panties again. But this time, the young man didn't do anything. His buddy next to him reached over and pulled the lady's dress out of her panties. But the young man knew that she didn't like it, so he tucked her dress back in. And she socked him in the eye again. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, let's play a song. Let's play G-Money's a Pimp. I like that song. That's my theme song for when I do comedy shows. I like to stand up and say, gee, money's a pimp. God's plan made the man. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Money's a pimp. Got
yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do.
That night, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me. And they were like, "What's up, baby? What you doing?" And I said, "I'm waiting on the bus. Unfortunately, my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning." And they said, "Why don't you come with us? We got a house not too far from here, and you can keep us company till 6 o'clock in the morning." And I said, "Oh, well, that sounds kind of interesting." And one of the girls said, "Well, I got some weed." And the other girl said, "And I got some cognac." And I said, "Oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay."
Thank you.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, but I wanted to go to a public junior high school. So I asked my mother if I could go to a public school, and she said she would sign me up for Orville Wright Junior High School. And I had some interesting people in my class. And then they added another guy to my class that came in late. And I said, what is your name? And he said, you heard of Tina Turner? You heard of Ike Turner? I'm the second son. But I'm Craig. That's right. I'm Craig Turner. And I said, okay. And I told everybody in my group, oh, he's going to be a problem.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment, Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a few jokes to share with you. There was a grandmother that was in a wheelchair, and her kids decided to take her to a convalescent home so that she could sit around and talk with some people her age at the convalescent home. So they dropped her off at the convalescent home, and they introduced her to the manager and to the management people at the convalescent home. And then they told her that they were going to leave her there for her to talk to some of the people that were her age and that they'd be back later on in the day to check on her. And so, because they had something they had to do. And they said, okay, Granny, we're going to leave you here to talk with some of the people that are your age, and you'll be all right here, right? And the grandmother said, sure, I'll be okay here. Go ahead and handle your business, and then don't worry about me. I'll be all right. So they said, okay, Granny, we'll be back to see you in a little bit. And the granny said, okay, kids, have a good day. And they left her in the convalescent home, in the meeting room where all of the residents were sitting and they were talking. And so the grandmother was talking with all the residents, and then she started leaning to the side in her wheelchair. And one of the workers, a porter, came over and saw her leaning to the side and straightened her up in her wheelchair and asked her if she was okay. And she said she was okay, she was fine. And then the worker said, okay, I'm going back to doing my job. So if you're okay, I'm going to leave you here. And she said, yeah, I'm all right. So the worker walked off and left her sitting in her wheelchair. And then the grandmother was talking with some other residents in the convalescent home. And she started leaning to the side again. And another worker came up and talked to her and straightened her up in her wheelchair and asked her if she was all right. And she said, yeah, she was okay. And they said, okay, we're just making sure you're all right. And she said, yeah, I'm fine. So then they left and went back to doing their duty in the convalescent home. And so the grandmother went on and was talking with some other people, some other residents in the convalescent home. And then she was talking with the group of people, and she started leaning to the side again. And another worker walked over and straightened her up and asked her if she was okay. And she said she was fine. And the worker said, okay, I just want to make sure you're all right. And he walked off and he left her. And he asked her if she was okay. And she said she was fine. And he said, okay, I'm going to go back to doing my job. So if you're all right, I'm going to leave you here. And she said, I'm okay. And the worker walked off and went about his business. And then the kids came back a little later on in the day, and they asked their grandmother if she had a good time in the convalescent home. Did she have a good time talking with all of the people, all of the residents in the convalescent home? And did she have fun? And her grandma said, yeah, I had a good time talking with all of these people that were my age. I really enjoyed talking to them. And the kids said, okay, Grandma, that's good. That's what we wanted to know, that you had a good time. And she said, yeah, I had a good time. But one thing about it, the workers here, they wouldn't let me fart. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Woo! I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. You know, there were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, come on, man, give me a break. I'm eating here. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, there was another lady that her boyfriend told me about her, and he said that she had one eye and one leg. And I said, really? I said, your girlfriend has one eye and one leg? And he said, yep. And I said, well, what do you call her? And he said, he calls her IHOP. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story about a story in my life that I wanted to share with the listening audience. I wrote the story for the audience to be entertained and to be have a good time listening to my story. So sit back, put your feet up, and relax as I share this story with you that I wrote for your listening pleasure. Okay, DJ Papa D, do you have a story to share with the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show and the song in a minute.
I'm going to tell you a story about when I spent New Year's in L.A. This particular day, New Year's, I was hanging out with my brother Warren, and he had an orange Camaro that was sitting on 20s and had a T-top cut in his roof, and his car was kind of clean, but my Mustang was sharp. I had 20s all around. And I was sitting 3 inches off of the ground. Oh, man, I was low riding for real. They couldn't tell me nothing. So anyway, New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we were rolling down Western Boulevard going northbound, and we got to Santa Barbara, which is now called Martin Luther King Boulevard, and we made a left turn, and the first two cars blocked the street off. That's how you do it when you're rolling in a caravan. The first two cars blocked the first two lanes off of the oncoming traffic so that everybody else in the caravan can keep on going. And I was rolling in the car club, so I rolled around with them. And we went down Santa Barbara, and we got to Crenshaw, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And it's a big shopping center, but they had a nightclub called the Blueberry Hill Nightclub. And we parked all our cars in arrangement and everything so that everybody could see our cars. And I pulled up and parked in the front. And I turned my lights on my car, and I was just sporting my car because my car had lights all over it. It was really nice to look at, and I was the oddball in the car club because the car club was nothing but Firebirds and Camaros. So I had a Mustang, and so I pulled in the front, and we were outside, and we were talking to some people. And we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, 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 bang. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. We got to get inside. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car, but the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I had my buddy Bernard with me, and he was like, man, how are we going to get in the club? I said, we'll have to wait till the bullets stop falling before I get out the car. And so he sat in there with me, and we just listened to the bullets just rain off the top of my hood and the top of my car. They were just binging, bing, 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 bing. And I was like, oh, no, they're shooting. I should have known this in L.A. And so we didn't even get inside the club till the next year. We were in the parking lot the whole end of the year, and we were dodging bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot because the bullets are coming down. And he's like, yeah, man, we should have been inside. And I'm like, yeah, man, we should have did it moving instead of waiting. We should have been all the way in the club. That way we wouldn't have to worry about anybody shooting us. We could have been in the club talking to the girls. But we had to wait. And so we sat in the parking lot in my car, and my car was looking good, but we were hostages in my car until the bullets stopped raining. And that was about 5 or 10 minutes after midnight when the bullets stopped, and we got a chance to jump out the car and run to the front door and run into the club. And from that time on, we were safe and sound. So that's how I spent the last of 1985. And 1986, I rolled out. And I had a new girl. I met a girl inside the club, so I gave her a ride home. So me and my buddy Bernard, we each had a date. So we rode and gave them a ride home. And they loved riding in my car. They thought my car was so pretty. And I said, yeah, girl, my car does look good. I know it does.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Slow the whistle. rolling downhill, crash and burn, can't stand, fall back. You're doing too much, you can't handle all that. Man, it's been way too long, time to let the whole world play your songs. Like me, my shit gets around, see the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and ATL, Houston and LA, ask Dave Chappelle. By my rich bitch, he got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G, but I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the youngsters get hype. Blow it, blow the whistle, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
So I was hanging out with Lisa, and Lisa had a party. Now we're like 8 or 9 years old, you know, maybe 10. And her mother and her auntie sat on the sofa couch, and they were watching us dance. And I was dancing with Lisa. And her mother was like, oh, they look so cute together. Oh, baby, you look so good. Let me see you dance. So I broke out and did the swim. And I did the mashed potatoes. And she said, no, baby, I want to see you dance for real. And I stopped in the middle of my dance, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know what to do. I thought I was doing real dances.
All right, what's happening? What's going on? I got a story for you today. I was going to Los Angeles Harbor College. My football coach had a nightclub in Hollywood. Well, I went down a back street one time, and I saw these two girls standing by themselves, and one of them was fine. So I pulled over, let me check you out. So what's your story? And she said, well, actually, I'm getting ready to have surgery because I want to have my sex changed. And I said, well, you don't like being a girl? And she said, I'm a guy.
Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now.
When I was in college, I had roommates from San Francisco, and I went to my buddy's house, and I said, hey, man, I was walking down the street, and there was some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street, and I saw these group of girls, and my buddy's like, no, they're not all girls. And I said, but they got dresses on.
Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now.
I was in Long Beach, California. Well, these two girls started flirting with me. And they said, why don't you come with us? So I walked down the street to their house. So we get to the house, and I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. Well, we're not real women anymore. I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not.
Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now.
I went to this casino called the Western, and I saw this white girl. I said, you got a place around here? And she said, yeah, I got a motel room. So we get to the motel room,
and I had gotten in the bed all naked. And she jumped in the shower, and she came out the shower, and she had a dick. She said, I told you I wasn't a real woman. And I said, but you didn't say you were a man. Mr. Playboy, I had a lot of girls in college, and I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire. And I'm the Playboy extraordinaire.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Monday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a few jokes that I want to share with you before we end the show. There was a man that went into his house, and he caught his wife in bed with another man. And he walked in, and he said, "Hey, what the hell's going on in here?" And his wife looked at the other man and said, "See, I told you my husband was stupid." Woo! There was a man and a wife in bed, and the wife got up to go to the bathroom. And when she finished in the bathroom, she swung the bathroom door open and walked into the bedroom. And then she swung her gown open, and she said, "Super pussy." And her husband said, "I'll have the soup." There was a man that went into a bar, and he told the bartender, "I need a double shot of something strong, because I'm upset." And the bartender said, "Okay, what do you want?" He said, "I don't know. Give me something strong." And the man said, "Give me a double shot of vodka." And the bartender said, "All right." and he fixed him a double shot of vodka and gave it to the man. And the man took two sips, and then he turned the cup up and finished the whole drink. And then he told the bartender, I need another double shot because I'm really upset. I need another shot to drink. So the bartender fixed him another double shot of vodka on the rocks, and he slid the drink in front of the man, and the man took the drink and sipped it, and then he turned it up, and then he put the glass back on the bar, and he said, oh, that was good. And the bartender said, why are you so upset? What's wrong with you? Why are you mad? And he said, man, I caught my wife in bed with my best friend. And the bartender said, wow, that's a bad situation. I guess I can see why you're drinking double shot of vodka, because that would help your situation feel better. I know it's feeling really bad to find your wife in bed with your best friend. I can't even imagine what that would be like. So tell me, what did you do about your wife? And the man said, I told my wife to get out of the bed and get dressed and pack all of her shit and get out of my house. I don't want to see her no more in life. She can get out of my house and move out of the neighborhood and get the hell out of my city. I don't want to see her anymore. And the bartender said, well, that's one way to get rid of your wife. I mean, that's a serious way to get rid of your wife. So I don't know. That's real serious. So what did you do with your best friend? And he said, I looked at him in his face, and I put my fingers in his face, and I pointed my fingers in his eyes, and I said, bad dog. Woo! I'm J Money, the pimp comic, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other, drew their swords, and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise, came and shot the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this tale is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Why did the homeless turtle cross the road? Do you know? Do you know? Because he had to go to the Shell station. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I got to move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Well, all right. Well, DJ, what's the time? Because it's time.
Time to do the birthdays.
Okay, sounds like we're going to acknowledge the birthdays of friends, fans, and followers of the radio show. All right, DJ, today is June 3rd. No, June 2nd. June 2nd, 2023. So let's acknowledge the birthdays that we're celebrating today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, July 3rd, 2023. Happy birthday, Nortis Blackwell. Happy birthday, Michaela Crosby. Happy birthday, Markel Kells. Happy birthday, Lahaji Thomas. Happy birthday, Keisha Grant. Happy birthday, Melissa Wright. Happy birthday, Samantha Holloway. Happy birthday, Pip Cuckrell. Happy birthday, Melanie Henderson. Happy birthday, Janetta Wright. Shihu. Happy birthday, Rebecca Johnson. Happy birthday, Dr. Crystal S. Davis. Happy birthday to Crystal McCoy. Happy birthday to Kevin Anderson. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Ricky Thompson. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating their birthday today, July 3rd, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's been following G Money's radio show. And welcome to your birthday celebration on July 3rd. Wow, it's the month of July. We're in the summertime already. And today, or tonight, it's going to be fireworks in Vegas. They've been blowing up the city all over Las Vegas all weekend long. They haven't waited till tomorrow. They started blowing up fireworks on Saturday night. It was blowing fireworks all over the city. It was just all over the place. And if you were in the casino, you could look out the casino window and you could see the fireworks popping all over the city. They were blasting all over Las Vegas. So we're expecting a big fireworks show, a big expensive $1 million fireworks show to be put on the strip, because we're celebrating the Las Vegas Aces World Championship in basketball, and we're celebrating the Gold Las Vegas Golden Knights Hockey Championship in Las Vegas. So they are going to be blowing up the city this tonight and tomorrow night in Las Vegas. It's going to be a fireworks extravaganza that you cannot believe. You have to be here to see it for yourself. It's going to be unbelievable the way Las Vegas parties on the news on the 4th of July. They play all of the fireworks, and they blow fireworks for hours. So you can see it from any casino. If you're up on the 12th floor of the casino, you can look out over the city, and you can see fireworks blowing up all over the city. It's just amazing. I was happened to be on like the 15th floor of the Paris Casino one year when they were doing the fireworks, and I couldn't believe it. I could see fireworks all over the city. It was blowing up everywhere, and I couldn't believe that they did fireworks like that in Las Vegas. But it was amazing. They had fireworks blowing up, and then they would get high in the sky, and then they would just explode. It was beautiful. Oh, it was loud, and it was exciting. I really enjoyed the fireworks, and I'm so glad I was inside, because it was a scary situation. I know the dogs were going crazy. They were barking up the storm. And a lot of people had to have their dogs get the jacket that they put on the animals to make them feel safe while they got firecrackers going off all over the city. Dogs really get paranoid when the firecrackers are going off and blowing up like they were. I bet the dogs were just going crazy. They were barking and they were running around the field and running up and down the street. Oh, man, I know it was amazing. I'm glad my dogs weren't out here because it was just a fantastic scene to see the fireworks blowing up and to see all the fireworks that were exploding all across the sky. It was beautiful. Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on July 3rd, 2023. And I have a birthday song for you that goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Independence Day. In America, Independence Day, in the USA, Independence Day, in America, we are free, the home of the free, and the land of the brave. It's Independence Day in America. Happy birthday to USA. Happy birthday to the USA. Yes, 1775 years ago, America got its freedom in the USA. We got freedom from England to be our own independent country. And we are the best country in the world. We are the United States of America. We are America's finest. Happy birthday to America in the U.S. of A. In America. Happy birthday to America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Happy birthday, America, and enjoy your celebration for the holiday this weekend. We're celebrating your glory and your honor and your Independence Day. All right, and without further ado, I want to say happy birthday to America. And let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.